AutoCast 5. This one's been delayed a bit, simply because I keep wanting to listen to Wham instead of actually doing the podcast. Which, in my opinion, is a pretty reasonable excuse. Because this song... what's it called? Let's find it. Yeah, Careless Whisper. Let's not put it back on again, though. It'll just distract me so much. Today... I've done two nice things. I've been helping out a friend with a project that he was doing that was... he wants to make an iPhone mock-up of an application so that he can film it. I'm not quite sure what he's going to do with it, but I helped him set that up. Originally, we were just going to make a quick iPhone app, but... my actual iPhone isn't... it's not available for developing on right now. I've got to set some stuff up, and that's just, again, another major ball ache, but I'll do it in time. But instead, what I did was just wrote him a website. I used one of my amazing little side projects called Heroku Eyes, which sets up a little HTML5 page on a web server that this company called Heroku will host for free, and just quickly whacked up a jQuery bit of code that would make himself a little slideshow, set up all the iPhone-specific HTML variables, and suddenly you've got a full-screen HTML app that looks exactly like a native application. It's only took half an hour. It's pretty good, I think. He seems pretty happy with that. So, and he's a pretty cool guy. I'd like to get him in on here as well. What's his name? James Clare. He's like a 15-year-old entrepreneur. Is he 15 or is he 17? One of those. And we met at a tech meetup over in Huddersfield. I bought him a beer, but... he left just as I gave him it, which kind of sucks. And I think he'll have an interesting perspective on freelancing, being that he's very young. He seems to have done a lot of cool stuff, and seems to still be doing a lot of cool stuff on top of that. So I guess it'd be interesting to meet someone with such drive, so young. I'm impressed. The other thing I did today was one of my favorite design project stuff. I just love making CVs for people. I think I made about 7 or 8 in the past few months for different people. When I apply for jobs, I usually try and write a unique CV for every single job. Try and get a different design and different style. I find CVs to be one of those expressive documents you can get. You've got this real constraint on the actual size. You've got an A4 piece of paper. I always try and crush it all down into one page only. You can just see everything in one go. It's a real interesting challenge because people want to just make these big, long lists of things. And lists take up a large amount of space, and they don't really tell you too much. They're great if you want to scan, but if you want to try and get across an interesting idea or personality or something like that, you're kind of constrained when you're writing a list in a CV. But I'm not an expert on CVs, so I just like making them, on designing them, on telling people that they've got too much words in it. So that was the other thing I did today. I helped out a friend and made her a CV. She seems quite happy with it. And I'll give her kudos for that. And finally, the other thing I did today was... because my other band, the Stack of Barrels, which is a ska band around Huddersfield, because they're not... we're not practicing today, that meant that I actually had a free... after work time, and so I went to Laser Quest again. I used to go to Laser Quest every single Tuesday consecutively for about a year and a half, which means I'm pretty good at it. At this case, I came in second consecutively three times in a row. To, the guy that comes in first is really good, though. So kudos to him for being a sharp shooter. But I like it. It kind of reminds me a bit of Call of Duty, actually. I played it once over the weekend. And I don't know, maybe it's just that the graphics in Call of Duty just now feel so real to me after years of Team Fortress and Counter-Strike that it just feels more like a movie. And, I'm rambling a bit on that. But LaserQuest is interesting because they've got all these new packs now in the Huddersfield LaserQuest. And the old ones, just after using them for so long, we're just completely sure exactly how they would all work. You know, you'd know that you'd have to shoot an offset all the time, or that how long it would take in between you being shot, between you coming back to life, per se. And all that's now different, and you've got to kind of get used to all this. And a lot of my friends just refused to. They just outright said, right, knew that LaserQuest sucks, not even bothering again with it. I don't think they'd been for months, absolute months. Which is a shame, because it's still quite an interesting little sport. It's got a nice amount of competition. It's kind of fun. I definitely enjoy it. I've also got myself I signed up I think 12 tickets to go paintballing at some point. I think I've still got about a month or two left to book it and get it sorted. But I figured I'd just could grab all the guys from the office here at where I work and a few other people. I would just take a day out and go paintballing. I think that would be really fun. Really fun. I've never done it. So I'd probably just waste a load of ammo just shooting and trying to guess based on my last shot. But I presume everybody does that. I mean, how else would you do it? So I started asking people if they want to come on and do guest co-hosts on the show, which so far everybody said yes, except one. He said there's not a chance in hell that he's ever going to have his voice on the internet. But if I want to do a text version with him, I could do that. So that's possibly something that I could try. A few of them got back to me, so I may be able to get... But I'm away from Thursday evening till Sunday at the Scottish Ruby Conference up in Edinburgh or Glasgow, I can't remember which. So that means I'm gonna be doing these on-site up in maybe a hotel room or something. I'm not quite sure. I haven't figured out the semantics for all that, but it can't be too difficult currently. At the moment, I'm only sitting in a room with a laptop and talking. Although, hopefully, tomorrow I'll also have a microphone. A good one. Where my work used to have a podcast kit, which is something that I used for voice acting in one of my bandmates' Xbox Live arcade games, which is a great arcade game, by the way. I should definitely mention that in the show notes. So with all that, I guess this might, you know, sound a bit better, and it should be interesting. I'm going to see if I can get some of the guys that I'm going to the conference with to talk on it as well, because they're fascinating guys. One of them runs a kind of hacker space out in Manchester, and the other one's a freelance Ruby on Rails developer that just writes exceptional code. So I'm interested to see if I can persuade any of them to come and, you know, talk a bit about what they do and what inspires them and how they do it. I'm gonna wrap it up. It's probably about 10 minutes. I think I might go get a beer. it has now just become the day after. Hey, ciao.